This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 10.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today on the podcast, we have two seniors here at Port Clinton High School that are both in creative writing. We have Carlito Talon and Gunnar Zink. Carlito, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a senior at Port Clinton High School. I used to play soccer. I would like to go to college for like graphic design or something like that because my artistic skills. So
awesome. Gunnar?
I'm Gunnar Zink. I'm a senior here at Port Clinton High School. I played football and I'm planning to go to college maybe at OU, and I want to go for economics.
Cool. All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, guys. All right. So today, the episode, we are going to talk about their novels. The kids in the creative writing classes here are writing their own novels. But these two gentlemen are going in a little bit different route. So we definitely wanted to feature them, talk a little bit about it. And by the way, if you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you're actually going to get to see a page or two of these guys' graphic novels that we're about to talk about. So please go just type in the Novice Novelist on YouTube and you will see us there, and check it out, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. So these two guys are writing graphic novels, and I think from what I know, they're the only two that are doing it. So illustrations are going to be a huge part of what they're doing, and dialogue and things like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about it, and maybe you can get a little preview of what their stories are going to be. So I'd like to hear from both of you first, and we'll start with Gunnar. When did you start drawing, and like, is it a hobby of yours? How much do you do it? Kind of stuff like that.
I've always been in art class through school, and I've always drawn. It's just, I've never painted or anything. I've just stuck to drawing, and I really didn't take it serious till probably my sophomore year. And I got into high school. I really noticed like I could actually draw something if I took my time, and I kind of just fell in love with it since then. It's something I like to do in my free time, and anytime I can just sketch something up. It's relaxing to me.
Nice. So you're mainly drawing. Like, yep, you don't love art, but you love drawing.
I love to draw, yeah.
Cool. All right. What about you, Carlito?
I started drawing ever since I could remember, but I really got into it my freshman year because I had a lot of art teachers coming up to me and telling me that my art was really good. And I never really painted or anything like that, but this year my art teachers pushed me to do things that I don't normally do, so that's something new.
What's the most similar thing you've ever done to what you're about to do, or you've just started doing with the graphic novel? Have you ever done comic strips or anything like that?
This is a first time experience for me. So, okay.
So what type of art do you mainly do?
Colored pencil, marker, paint now, and watercolor. That's about it for this year.
Okay. Gunnar, have you ever done comic strips?
No, this is my first time doing it. I never got into it. I'm just always, I've done pencils a lot, but I've never drawn scenes or different pictures. So it's been always a big piece of artwork.
So you're mainly just sketching?
Yep.
Yeah, you should be one of those character artists at Cedar Point.
I'm rolling with the punches. I'm just learning as I go. I like it.
All right. So these, as I said, they're writing graphic novels. So if we're going to just take a minute here to let them kind of tell you what's going on in your novel, they both kind of just started. And again, if you go on our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see what they're talking about here. So Carlito, let's start with you. I see kind of your first page that we're looking at here. What's going on?
So it starts off with this demon named Beelzebub, and these are like the devil's like minions, and they come and get him because they need to keep an eye on this boy on Earth. And then basically it's just them talking about the boy and how Beelzebub needs to get to him, and then that's about it for the first scene.
Nice. And I know you can't see this if you're just listening to us, but he's all black and white, and it looks incredible. I mean, these are incredible sketches. He's got like 1, 2, 3, 4 different sections on this page. Is each of your pages in your book going to have 4, or are you
going
to kind of vary?
I'm just kind of going with the flow right now.
So one page might have 2 things, and
one
page
might
have 10.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Awesome. All right. What about you, Gunnar? What's your story about?
My story is, I actually just changed it up not too long ago. We got a pretty interesting fourth period class here, so I figured I'd base my story around our class and all the characters in our class. So it's kind of a scene where we got a teacher is kind of trying to control a wild class, but at the same time it's a funny story.
Okay. Yes, Gunner's correct. The fourth period is made up of a lot of our senior football players. So the teacher does the best he can. What Can I see one of your sketches here? And again, sorry if you're just listening, you can't see this. Okay, so his is divided differently than Carlito's is. It looks kind of like a like, how would you describe this? It's not boxes. It's
every page is going to have a different amount of scenes in it. I don't want to keep it the same back and forth. So I'm just kind of, it's abstract. It's kind of all over the place, but you can still follow the flow and read it.
It almost has this like collage feel, but like pretty smooth transitions. Like his starts with there's an alarm clock going off at what, 4 a.m.?
Yep.
Person's waking up. Person's talking to somebody.
His teddy bear.
Going into a shower. I see an Alexa there in the bathroom.
Yep. You told me you had a couple of those around the house.
Very cool. I do have Alexas in my house. So that's cool. All right. Well, very cool, guys. So I guess what the last thing I'm going to ask is what is your goal here? Like what do you hope to accomplish in writing a graphic novel? Who do you hope reads it? What do you hope to get done with it? I mean, what do you hope comes of being able to do this? We'll start with you, Gunnar.
I hope I can complete it. I've never done this before, and I'm getting into it. I'm enjoying it. I'm sure the more I go along with it, the more I'll understand it. So this is kind of my first take. So I'm sure it's not gonna be the best, but hopefully in the future, I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. So
just
hopefully
get it
I can
done, and then
hang out
once
with
you
it.
Get it done. Hope some people get to see it.
Hope it brings a good laugh.
Yeah, good laugh. Nice, Carlito. What about you?
I'm actually really excited for the way this is turning out because I've never done something like this. Mm-hmm. I would hope in the future that like maybe somebody like sees this and they're like, wow, that kid has talent, and then they come up to me and talk to me and like something about, you know, making comics or something like that. That'd be pretty awesome in the future.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on here. For our listeners, thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, tell people about it. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on The Novice Novelist.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelist.